I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. President Mills solidifies old deal with Equatorial Guinea. National House of Chiefs condemns happenings in that traditional area. Ministry of Foreign Affairs to decentralize biometric passport centers. SNIT cites private firms as well as defaulters in payment of employees' contributions. AU Commission Chief Jean Peng criticized France airdrop of weapons to Libyan rebels, and Greek Parliament approves austerity package amid sporadic violence. Stay with us.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are Total.
Equatorial Guinea, led by President Mbasogo, has also shown some commitment that his country is prepared to join the APRM because of the good things that is coming out of the APRM, showing to the whole world that Africa is prepared to show the light.
So, away from the peer review session, what about the president's meeting with the Ghanaian community? What transpired?
The president later met the Ghanaian community, and as you may be aware, there are about 1,000 registered Ghanaians in Equatorial Guinea out of over 3,000 who are living here, and it is one country that is known to be the third largest producer of oil in sub-Saharan Africa, and for that matter, it's attracting a lot of people into the country, though by themselves they are just about 1 million in population, so they are not that many, but then there are a lot of African migrants who are living here and working here. And so the major problem that the Ghanaians, when they met the president, they intimated to the president that their major problem is the issue of documents, that is legal documents to live and work here. And that they have been extorted by the police, that they have been extorted by a lot of government workers under the pretext of securing them documents, just squander their money, and they always find themselves in the grips of the police.
Our correspondent Newto, Bibini Newto, in the Equatorial Guinean capital, Malabo, covering the 17th AU summit, talking to Mercy Soa. A Deputy Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Fifi Kwete, says the debt that the country has incurred in the past 2 years has been used on infrastructural development. This, he said, has been the real worry of the opposition NPP, which accused the government of incurring huge debts. Mr. Kwete was commenting on a statement by the Ministry of Information about Ghana's total debt. He said, as a developing country, there's the need to borrow in order to sustain development. The Deputy Minister spoke to Kingsley Obinchere on Behind the News.
The issue of debt has to be properly analyzed. In 2001, it could be understood when NPP came into office and was making noise about debt in 2001 and was screaming over the PPPM all over the place. Having previously been in office for only 27 months between 1969 and 1972, I mean, one could understand the need for them to go down what you call the populist path and create that whole scenario of nothing has been achieved over the PNDC and NDC era. But listen, after 8 years of having been in power, 2001 to 2008, I find it completely inexcusable that they still want to create the impression as if debt is the problem. They've been in power enough to know that debt itself is not a problem at all. Is the problem is when you contract debt that are not efficiently utilized or debt that are used for things that are not priority. That is the problem, not the issue of debt. Because as you know, from independence all the way to now, this nation has depended on external funding in order to be able to transform the economy of the country.
You have stated in your press release that you are using whatever you are taking now for worthwhile projects. What do you describe as such?
Generally, I mean, I need to give you the history and also tell you exactly what it is happening now. Then you can understand what we mean by worthwhile projects. The previous dispensation, I mean, that was NDC previously, and then what the NDC is doing now is basically a legacy of infrastructural transformation.
Deputy Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Fifi Kwete. In reaction, the Executive Director of the Dankwa Institute, Gabi Asariotre Dakun, noted that the 35% debt-to-GDP ratio, which is touted by government, is because of the rebasing of the country's economy. He said had that not been done, the ratio would have been about 73%.
We've been here before. I mean, in 2000, for that year alone, we used $544 million to service our debt. That was about almost 13% or so of our GDP. Now, when you do so, it means you have less money to pay salaries, to pay for education, to certain things, especially social intervention, which obviously don't generate income, but you need to spend your revenue on that. So it's absolutely important that, first of all, we make sure that the debts that we are incurring are sustainable. At the end of the day, because the Deputy Minister of Information held a press conference where he said, look, with a GDP of, I believe, 30-point-something billion dollars, our debt really of 13.4 billion amounts to 37% or so.
We have been told it's 35%.
So it is sustainable. Now, you may say so, but at the end of the day, this is a rebased GDP, okay? It's like a non-rebased GDP, if there's such a word. It would be our debt so far would have been 73% of GDP. Now, why do I say it must? It matters because the rebasing has expanded the size of the economy, or told us that the size of the economy is bigger than what was. But it hasn't necessarily translated into, if you like, larger revenue. What it means is that even the revenues that we are raising are far below our expenditure and the size of the economy. So we need to be careful. We may be fooled in thinking that it is only 30-something percent of GDP, but also the rebasing didn't mean that our revenues have also expanded. It hasn't. Secondly, apart from the fact that we run the risk of unsustainable debt, we also run the risk, and that is seen, is evidenced in some of the contracts and loans that we are incurring. The value for money assessment of some of these contracted loans.
Executive Director of Dankwa Institute, Gabi Asariotre Dakun. The National Commission on Civic Education says the legal description given to the act of corruption in the country is not deterrent enough to curb the menace. The Deputy Chairman of the Commission, Mrs. Augustina Akumeni, said whilst an act of corruption is termed as a misdemeanor, that of drug trafficking is called a felony. She's therefore calling for the act of corruption to be changed from misdemeanor to felony in order to deter people from engaging in the act. Mrs. Akumeni was speaking at the opening of the 2011 annual Constitution Week celebration of the Commission at Wa in the Upper West Region. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. President Mills solidifies all deal with Equatorial Guinea. National House of Chiefs condemns happenings in that traditional area. Ministry of Foreign Affairs to decentralize biometric passport centers. SNIT cites private firms as well as defaulters in payment of employees' contributions. AU Commission Chief Jean Peng criticized France airdrop of weapons to Libyan rebels, and Greek Parliament approves austerity package amidst sporadic violence. Stay with us.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are total.
Welcome back. The Deputy Foreign Affairs Minister, Chris Kudu, says plans are far advanced to have the biometric passport system decentralized and establish centers in the regions. He said apart from the Greater Accra region, all other centers created in Kumasi in the Ashanti region, Sunyai in the Bronhafu region, Sekendi in the Western region and Tamale in the Northern region are not mandated to issue passports but take biometric data of prospective applicants and pass them on to Accra for issuance. Mr. Kudu, who was speaking on the floor of Parliament, said though the regional centres are established to deal with the congestion in Accra, some found it convenient to travel to Accra, adding that the phenomenon is putting a lot of pressure on the Accra office. It is closed that the centre in the Volta region would become operational by the end of July 2011. Diplomatic missions abroad have been provided with a standard list of equipment required for them to process biometric passports and directed to source for the hardware in their prospective areas of accreditation. The acting senior municipal manager of the Social Security and National Insurance Trust, SNIT, Ayi Vinkoop, has advised employers to promptly pay their workers' SNIT contributions every month. According to him, this will enable SNIT to have adequate time to invest the money to safeguard the future of workers. In an interview with the GBC in Sunyan, Mr. Ayi Vinkoop revealed that the record of private firms in the Sunyan municipality concerning the payment of workers' contributions to SNIT is not the best. Using records for the month of May to illustrate his concern, Mr. Ayi Vinkoop disclosed that a total of 631 firms are yet to pay their workers' contributions, even though May has long gone by, with the month of June also about to end. Mr. Ayi Vinkoop says SNIT law requires that employers present information on the workers and their contributions to the trust for validation. This, he said, must then be followed by payment of the deducted contributions within a 14-day grace period into the ensuing month. He continued that failure to adhere to this attracts a penalty of 3% of the deductions. The acting Sunyan Municipal Branch Manager of SNIT urged private firms in the municipality to go by the laid down regulations, not only to avoid penalties, but also safeguard the future livelihoods of their workers. The Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, has organized a platform in Accra for all marketing companies, OMCs, to share their challenges and take the opportunity to meet the EPA's regulatory requirements. The Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Sherry Aite, advised the OMCs to comply with LI 1652 that requires that development activities be carried out in an environmentally sound and safe manner. Asibi Bangli Kela, sat in for Radio Ghana.
The Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Sherry Aite, acknowledged the significant contributions OMCs are making to the economy. She said the consumption of petroleum products, especially petrol, diesel, kerosene and liquefied petroleum gas, has increased over the past decade, leading to the proliferation of retail outlets. The situation, Madam Aite noted, has however resulted in a number of challenges, including land use conflict, leakages of underground storage tanks leading to groundwater and soil pollution. This, she said, has generated concerns in recent times, resulting in what she termed the not in my backyard syndrome, which used to be associated with final waste disposal sites. She attributed improper siting, non-compliance with permitting conditions, inadequate technical knowledge and skills on the part of persons employed to generate such facilities as some of the factors leading to the concerns. The minister challenged OMCs to be well positioned and equipped to meet the emerging issues such as pollution, prevention and decommissioning of retail outlets. The acting executive director of EPA, Daniel Amlalo, declared 2011 as a year of compliance and enforcement. In line with this, 40 officers from district and specialized departments completed a course in prosecution. He recognized the need to simplify the environmental assessment procedures to enable industry to meet the regulatory functions of EPA.
Asibi Bangli Keller's report. The National House of Chiefs has condemned the installation of a rival Gamanche, saying it does not create a good image for the chieftaincy institution. At the second general meeting of the House in Kumasi, the president, now Professor John Abila, said the recent development in the Ga traditional area has not been helpful to the image of chiefs. He urged all well-meaning sons and daughters of the Ga traditional area to work together to end the confusion that has arisen as a result of the installation of a rival chief. The Supreme Court has granted an application for extension of time for review in a civil suit against the Boku Central MP Adamu Dramani Sakende. The application, which was filed by counsel for Dramani Sakende Yoni Kulinde, was upheld by a 6-3 decision. Counsel was seeking a review of the court's earlier decision ordering the applicant to file his statement of case. One way to tap into the rich experiences of older persons in the Ghanaian society is to recognize their very existence whilst appreciating their concerns. Senior citizen and statesman KB Asante believes the youth have a lot to learn from history to facilitate Ghana's forward march. However, tells Rosemary Gaze in an exclusive interview that it does not seem too good at times to live long.
too early and they didn't have what they did recognized. But I think I've been lucky in that what I've done has been recognized.
Yeah, so would you say you have lived a fulfilled life?
Yes, I think I have. Although I must say, it sometimes...
Any regrets?
Yeah, it doesn't pay to live too long because there are so many things going on you don't understand. I don't understand all that the young do or what the governments and people in key positions do all the time. You sometimes feel you are an old man out. You tell yourself, perhaps if I had died some 10 years ago, I wouldn't have experienced...
You wish you'd have died.
Yes, yeah. You wouldn't know all that is happening now. Now, there are so many things which are happening who don't agree with. I say it almost every time. For example, just before you came, I was trying to put my thoughts together about our social problem. What happens is that whenever I think of a problem, you go the way they do in the so-called global village.
You just heard the man who worked with Ghana's first president, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, for such good years. That's between 1960 and 1966. An educationist well noted for his frank commentaries. But I'm quite surprised to hear from him today that he wished he had died some 10 years back just because he feels uncomfortable with what he sees and hears at times about present Ghana, a nation he helped put on the world map as a diplomat.
The former diplomat and educationist, KB Asante. The news continues after this break.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are Total.
The rest of the news. African Union Commission Chief Jean Ping says France's decision to airdrop weapons to Libyan rebels is dangerous and puts the whole region at risk. He said the action risks creating problems similar to those in war-torn Somalia. France has confirmed it dropped arms to Berber tribal fighters in the mountains southwest of the capital, Tripoli. Some analysts say the move might contravene the UN Security Council embargo on arms supplies to Libya. Mr. Ping was speaking from Equatorial Guinea, where African heads of state are to meet today for an AU summit. Libya is expected to be high on the summit's agenda. UN Humanitarian Coordinator Mark Bowden says many people in Somalia will die of malnutrition if aid does not reach them quickly and efficiently. He said last year's drought has severely affected local food production in that country. Mr. Bowden disclosed that food prices have gone up 270% and people can no longer afford food. According to him, this situation is currently the highest rate of malnutrition in the Horn of Africa. The European Union has welcomed the Greek Parliament's vote in favor of a severe austerity package that has sparked strikes and violent protests. The EU said the move is a vital step back from what it called the very grave scenario of default. Greek members of Parliament approved the deeply unpopular package of spending cuts and tax hikes by 155 votes to 138. The country is heavily in debt and measures are needed to win the latest tranche of a €110 billion loan. Jonathan Thompson now comes in with editorial.
The Daily Graphic has condemned the behavior of the chief of Ejiso Besiasi in the Ejiso Drabe municipality, who was reported to have flogged a teacher in his palace last Saturday. According to the report, the chief, Nana Kwesia Champong, caned Francis Carter, a friend teacher at the Ejiso Besiasi MAJHS, accusing him of being a marijuana smoker. The paper describes the action as barbaric and reminds one of the medieval times. To the paper, the chief did not have any right to pronounce the teacher guilty and administer instant justice on him. The Graphic is therefore calling on the appropriate authorities to deal with this issue decisively in order to send the right signals to the public that law and order must be respected by everyone. And the Ghanaian Times agrees with the opinion expressed by President Etta Mills and the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Mr. Ofosuanpofu, on the over-reliance of district assemblies on the common fund. To the paper, the move is not the best since the district assemblies have the potential to raise enough resources locally for most of their programs and projects. The paper says the district assembly's common fund did not come to replace the traditional sources of revenue for the assemblies, but to serve as a point of strength in the decentralization process and augment the local sources of revenue generation. It explains that the over-reliance on the central government transfers hampers the assembly's autonomy and the ability to respond adequately to the local needs of their areas. According to the Times, the onerous responsibility rests on the assemblies to find ways of mobilizing resources to fund their projects, and this can be achieved if the presiding members and the chief executives will collaborate to generate the needed revenue. And those were the paper's editorials presented by Jonathan Thompson.
Now turn the news to the main points again. The president of Equatorial Guinea, Imbiane Mbasogo, has assured President Mills of his country's willingness to continue supplying crude oil to Ghana. The president of the National House of Chiefs, now Professor John Nabila, has condemned the recent royal dispute in the Gas State. And the European Union has welcomed the Greek Parliament's vote in favor of a severe austerity package that has sparked strikes and violent protests. The news was broadcast from Radio Ghana in Accra.